From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Speaker of the House Dickie Lee Hollinghorst is entering her second year as the leader of the chamber. She's also term-limited at the end of the session. As part of our series previewing Colorado's 2016 legislative session, Benta Berkland interviewed her about her priorities.
Speaker Hollinghorst, thanks for being here.
I'm delighted.
So what's going to be your big focus coming into this session?
From a very general perspective, I like to call it sustaining and improving Colorado's way of life. And that means a lot of things. It certainly means preserving our public lands and preserving that beautiful view of our mountains that we all love and one of the reasons we live here in Colorado, protecting our air and our water for future generations, all of those things that are so important to us as a state. But it also means dealing with jobs and the economy. We still have plenty of work to do on that. Making sure that our education system works well and that it's adequately funded, putting that all together with good fiscal policy and a budget that works for the people of the state of Colorado.
Describe what you think some of the key issues around the budget will be this session.
Well, we have a bit of a thicket that has to be cut out of, and it relates to the taxpayer bill of rights, and it relates to the fact that we now are in a situation where all of the additional money that we collect in revenues has to be capped and refunded, and generally speaking, it's not very much to individual residents of the state of Colorado. That money, and we've heard this loud and clear over the last year or so from our constituents, that they would much prefer to have that invested in important infrastructure like transportation, in making sure we have the best education for our kids. We have a legislative fix to that. We're going to be working on that. We don't know how far we'll be able to go, and it's something that's a priority for me.
We have split control at the State House where Republicans control the Senate. So do you think that'll be the biggest challenge, making sure you can get enough GOP members on board?
That'll be one of our challenges. And of course, that's the challenge of this next session, is to try to find ways that we can work together with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle in the House, and certainly with the leadership from both the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate. I'm confident that we have the ability at least to talk about those things, and I hope we will be able to work out issues, particularly as they relate to the budget.
You've supported allowing local communities to have more control over energy development in their areas, and right now we have two cases before the state Supreme Court, Longmont's fracking ban and the five-year moratorium that Fort Collins voters passed. A decision by the court is expected in the spring. How does that impact oil and gas legislation this session?
It may have some ripple effect. We have members that are looking at oil and gas legislation. Whether or not they will introduce them will depend on the stakeholder processes that they're involved in trying to find good ways to legislate. But this goes directly, in my opinion, to the Colorado way of life. We have serious issues with interface in urban areas between oil and gas development, which is basically a heavy industrial operation, and residents and homeowners whose property rights may be affected, among other things, and their health. So we're looking at legislation that will ensure fairness there, and that's a very important part of our platform this year, is fairness for everybody.
So you're in a position as Speaker to manage the chamber, and you have a lot of control over which bills pass, which bills fail, and then along with that, you get credit when things go well, and you get blamed sometimes when things don't go well. Your thoughts coming into your final session?
When I first started almost 8 years ago, I never imagined that I would be doing this. But I also consider it a great honor and a privilege to be Speaker, and I try to do the very best job I can. And if blame comes with that, that's fine. If I get a little credit here and there, I don't mind. And I'm looking forward to a final session and really letting folks have it when necessary and doing a few fun things along the way.
Thanks. That's Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.